It's a great day for a podcast. Once again, here he is, John Oakley.
Kevin McGinnis in Nashville, Tennessee, says he lost nearly 60 pounds eating nothing but Mickey D's. Going to McDonald's 100 days in a row. Let's find out what the deuce that was all about. Kevin, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, John. Yourself?
You know what? Come see, come saw. But listen, I'm really impressed. So you got on the scales. You didn't like what you saw. You decided you're going to put out this challenge to yourself of 100 days eating exclusively at McDonald's. Was that the case?
That is absolutely correct.
So when did this end, by the way? Is 100 days, it's over now, isn't it?
Yesterday was day 100.
Uh-huh. And so what did you do now that, the burden had been lifted, you met the challenge? What are you eating these days? What are you eating now?
So it's half a plate to lose the weight, 3/4 of a plate to maintain the weight, any food, including McDonald's. So it just doesn't matter. The reality is just we are, at least in America, we are dramatically overserved because we've demanded it. So being able to actually choose anything on the menu, including home cooked meals, but half a plate to lose the weight. And in doing that, the 3 meals a day cut in half allowed me to get rid of the obesity, which was the killer. The obesity was more dangerous than a French fry.
Wow. So now you've become almost sort of like, just a garden variety expert on dietary practices. I like that. I mean, did you know that going in, or is it something that sort of became an epiphany for you?
There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of confusion out there. Do eat this, don't eat that, right? When exercise, don't exercise. Just there's a thousand different people will give you 1,000 different opinions. So we all have to find something that works for us. But at the end of the day, if we're putting less total food in our body's going to have to pull from the obesity reserves if we're obese, right? And I was absolutely medically obese.
How
I had to do something.
How heavy were you?
I was just about 240 pounds, so I was 238, and by any medical definition, that falls in the obese scale. Even to this day, after losing almost 59.5 pounds down in 100 days, don't be bitter while I'm eating my apple fritter and losing weight. But anyhow, after all that weight, my BMI is probably still too high. I probably need to be about 170, 175, so I'm still working that direction, just eating anything, not just McDonald's now.
So, Kevin, I mean, down in Nashville, there's so much good barbecue. I mean, biscuits slathered in gravy, that doesn't entice you.
Of course it does, and I eat it. Right? So the beautiful thing is throughout this whole, I ate everything on the menu, McFlurries, milkshakes, biscuits and gravy on the McDonald's menu down here. And through all of that, the whole thing is I'm not denying myself. I'm just delaying. So since it's one of the reasons I feel diets don't work is we deny, binge, diet, binge. When you don't deny yourself, when you enjoy every single bite you're eating, then you cut it in half. So you're like, I'm going to enjoy it again later. And when you wait 5 or 6 hours, hunger is an amazing seasoning. Leftovers taste amazing.
Wow. You got to be disciplined to follow this regimen. And obviously, 100 days, you made that commitment, you fulfilled it, and you figure going forward now you can maintain or sustain?
So that's the half a plate to lose the weight, 3/4 of a plate to maintain the weight. Once I reach that maintenance weight, but for me, I'm actually continuing my TikTok journey. So the first 100 days was eliminate obesity. The second 100 days is going to be release the beast in me. So I'm doing some fitness challenges for myself because my whole goal is longevity. Obesity was going to take me out. I wasn't going to be able to see my grandkids' kids. So now I want to increase my longevity. And one of the things that absolutely is correlated to increasing your longevity is getting your cardiovascular health up. So I'm going to do, my challenge now is a 100-foot rope climb at the end of 100 days. Because everyone's like, oh, you're not working out. You're going to lose all your muscle mass. Well, let's see if I can put muscle mass on over the next 100 days and prove them wrong about that too.
You know, you said something interesting there about longevity, because the point is you do not see a lot of obese octogenarians or nonagenarians like 80, 90-year-olds, do you?
Nope. Correct. 60-year-old, you can be obese at 60. You don't see many obese 80-year-olds.
Kevin McGinnis is with us. Lost nearly 60 pounds eating nothing but McDonald's. By the way, why'd you choose McDonald's?
I was a big guy, and my last name is McGinnis, so Big Mac has been a nickname for a long time, and I figured if Batman can embrace bats, I can embrace Big Macs. Let's go.
Okay. What a wonderful idea. So a typical day's diet, you said you were eating everything, the flurries and ice cream and blah, blah, blah. The whole nine yards is just in quantity.
So yeah, I'd order a numbered meal. So let's say I got a number 7 meal, which would be 2 breakfast burritos here in America. So I'd get 2 breakfast burritos with hash browns, maybe throw in a blueberry muffin with it. But I'd eat one of the burritos, half the hash browns, half the blueberry muffin, save the other half for the next meal. So that would be breakfast and lunch. Then I'd go back to Mickey D's for dinner, get a Big Mac meal, eat half of that, half the fries, and save the other half for the next day. So it is 2 trips to McDonald's one day, 1 trip the next day, because obviously the carryover food from the day before. And anything on the menu, and then creating my own menu items as I go, just because after a while you kind of create some new ideas and blend some things together.
That sounds efficient cost-wise as well, isn't it?
Less than $5 a meal, U.S. So when it came to the dollar menu or the app, it was even less, because you can do buy one, get one half off, sometimes buy one, get one free. Heck, 2 Big Macs, buy one, get one free, that's 4 meals for the price of 1 Big Mac. I mean, come on, you can't buy groceries that cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is all starting to compute here, but did you consult a dietitian somewhere along the line?
So multiple doctors, and half of them, just like the population of the TikTok world, half of them, or about a third of them, were like, this is crazy, don't do it. Because my blood work was so bad at the beginning. My risk of a heart attack, 4.95 risk ratio, is like, that's the top. Don't ever go over that. And I was at 6.5 or 6.6. I was a walking heart attack. Now it's down to 3.8. So no doctor in their right mind would have said, hey, you're about to have a heart attack, why don't you go eat McDonald's for 100 days? So initially, the answer is don't do it. Then they kind of came along as they saw the results were happening. So about a third of the doctors are like, yeah, this is great. Calories in, calories out, you'll be fine. A third of them are still like, how dare you encourage people to eat McDonald's? And then you got everyone in the middle kind of eating popcorn, wondering which way it's going to go. And yet it absolutely dramatically increased my health in every way you can measure it.
Well, there was that documentary years ago in the book. I can't remember who wrote it. It would come to me, but Supersize Me, where it didn't Correct. Always work out. It had deleterious effects yeah. on his health, I guess, nutritional value and so on and so forth. I mean, were you concerned at all about the proper nutritional value?
Yeah. So first of all, he had Supersize Me, which was he had to eat everything they served him. And if they said supersize it, he had to say yes. And so he was not listening to his body at all. He was overeating. When we overeat, if you're building a fire and you keep putting more and more and more wood on the fire, even though wood is fuel to a fire, you can smother the fire with too much wood. So the same thing with our body. If we keep putting more food in and we don't let our stomach burn off what we have, it's like if you put too much gas in your gas tank, it would spill out on the ground. Well, in our body, if we're putting more food in than our body has had time to process, it spills out onto our hips. So part of the nutritional problem is when you don't allow your body to metabolize all the nutrition that's in the food in the first place. So because I would seek the heat before I eat, meaning I would wait until I had a stomach growl, a burn, a hunger pang, whatever you want to call it, I wouldn't wait till my head was craving more food. I would wait till my body was actually signaling the need for more food, which would mean my belly had processed all the food I had in it. I was pulling from my fat reserves. Therefore, I had utilized all the nutrition in the food that I was eating, and it was okay to put more food in at that point. And I was always burning some of those excess reserves. People are like, oh, you can't lose weight unless you fast for at least 12 hours. I never fasted for 12 hours. I ate every 5 or 6 hours when my body told me I was hungry. I have a small meal, and I'd go to bed hungry. So at night, I wouldn't eat a meal late at night, not because I had time windows. I just had already had dinner. And if I was a little bit hungry when I went to bed, that's good, because that meant my body would be burning reserves all night long. Versus if we eat a meal late at night, our body is digesting all night long. It's using energy, so our sleep isn't going to be as good.
Wow, this is almost scientific. You know, I appreciate your coming on and in some ways, you know, maybe inspiring others. But Kevin McGinnis, he did it 100 days just eating at McDonald's, dropped almost 60 pounds. Kevin, good luck to you going forward. Hope it is sustained and your health is going to be impacted positively.
Listen to the John Oakley Show live each weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. If you live in the Toronto area, just turn that AM dial to 640 and listen anywhere on Earth 24 hours a day by going to 640toronto.com. Follow on Twitter at AM 640 Oakley. You've been listening to A Curious Cast. New podcasts and shows are debuting all the time. So check back often to see what's new in the Curious Cast library.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.